This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On a campaign swing through the Midwest, President Bush today defended his decision to go to war against Iraq, despite last week's scathing report from a Senate committee about pre-war intelligence.
Members of the United States Congress from both political parties looked at the same intelligence, and they saw a threat. The United Nations Security Council looked at the intelligence, and it saw a threat. The previous administration and the previous Congress looked at the intelligence and made regime change in Iraq the policy of our country.
That's President Bush speaking in Marquette, Michigan this afternoon. He also took a few shots at his Democratic rival, John Kerry.
He voted for the Patriot Act, he voted for NAFTA, he voted for the No Child Left Behind Act, and for the use of force in Iraq. Now he opposes the Patriot Act, he opposes NAFTA, he opposes the No Child Left Behind Act, and the liberation of Iraq. He kind of reminds me of the weather here.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook is traveling with the president. And, Andrea, that seems to be part of the president's strategy, painting John Kerry as a flip-flopper.
Yes, that is a central part of President Bush's strategy. And you'll notice that you hear in those tapes something that you haven't heard in the last couple of weeks anyway, and that is President Bush going fully head-to-head with John Kerry, talking about him specifically and how he is specifically different. Up until now, President Bush hasn't done quite as much of that. But he also framed most of his speech today around 9/11, around September 11th, 2001. And he said because of that, the United States couldn't wait until a threat became fully threatening before the U.S. takes it on. And so therefore, that justifies going to war in Iraq.
The president did spend a great deal of time in his speech today talking about Iraq and what he said was the justification for war.
Yes, and besides his main justification, where he says he didn't want to let Iraq develop into a full threat against the United States, meaning by acquiring or making weapons of mass destruction, he also said that the United States is safer because of that, and also because there is a dictator that is no longer operating in the world that was fully against the United States. He also said that there are humanitarian reasons why the war in Iraq was worth getting into, specifically that more girls are in school now than have ever been in school in Iraq before, and a dictator who never allowed justice in his own country now will get justice.
There also is now a vice presidential pick on the Democratic ticket, and that is John Edwards. And we did hear the president today talk about trial lawyers.
Yes. In fact, he said that a presidential candidate cannot be for small business and also allied with trial lawyers. And he said John Kerry has obviously allied himself with trial lawyers, and he's done so much that he's put one on his ticket. This is definitely going to be a major bone of contention in this campaign, as Republicans say that trial lawyers are the reason why health care is so expensive and our society is so litigious. So it's starting to appear that the president is not only going after John Kerry, but also John Edwards as well.
Andrea, the president is spending today and tomorrow in Michigan, then Minnesota, then Wisconsin, all the states that he lost in 2000. Do they think they have a better chance this time around?
I think they do think they have a better chance this time around. Of course, Wisconsin, he only lost by 0.2%. So that's one of the top swing states. Minnesota and Michigan, you know, he lost by much greater margins. And I did ask a staffer on the campaign about that, and they told me that he's trying to show Democrats in those regions, especially Marquette, Duluth, Minnesota, these are very Democratic, solidly Democratic regions, that John Kerry is not in line with even their party, even their party's mainstream values. That is what they hope to show in this campaign swing.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook, traveling with the president.